Hi guys, and welcome to Fashion Super Nintendo, the podcast. In this podcast, I would like to share with you tips and tricks to how to launch yourself in the fashion industry. For most of you that follow me, you know that I'm a fashion headhunter. I work with luxury brands and premium brands internationally, and I've worked with a lot of executives and senior professionals in the industry, from pretty much almost every luxury brand, which is really amazing to look back at. But what I wanted to do with Fashion Super Nintendo as an initiative is just to give you guys a little boost of confidence and energy just through some tips and some practical advice to how you can launch yourself in the fashion industry. So today I wanted to cover how to set goals to launch your career in the fashion industry. Obviously, you must remember that the fashion industry is a very highly competitive industry. It's unlike any other industry to enter. Probably the music industry will be as tough as the fashion industry. And the reason behind it is because it's such a niche profession that along the many skills that you would acquire during university or your education, you are also up against a large competition of people who are aiming effectively for the same job. There are only a number of companies, there are only a number of positions out there. And of course, if you want to work in luxury or premium brands, there's even limited space for all of you to enter and to reach that position. So through the Fashion Super Nintendo initiative, I wanted to get that message out that you must plan your career ahead. So while you're still in uni, even if you don't know what you want to do, or if you do, which would be amazing, you must start thinking about what else I can do to enhance my skills and enhance my career. And I've been a student of fashion. When I was doing my bachelor's, I didn't really, you know, pay attention to that. I just thought, oh, you know, once I get through uni, that'll be it. Once I get my degree, you know, I'll get my dream job, everything will be cool, everything will be fine. Well, that's not really how life happens after uni, especially now that I work as a headhunter. You know, I've got such deep understanding of how things work in the industry, like what you need to do, how many internships, if you want to go on luxury, what sort of route you need to take. It's completely different to if you want to work in mass market, for example, such as Topshop or, you know, River Island or, you know, any other mass market kind of brands. And then working in luxury is a completely different ball game. It's just totally different in terms of, you know, management and skills that you need to have and requirements that you need to kind of accomplish during your employment in luxury. So it's just completely different. And being able to understand that from very early stages, it's actually a winning point for your career progression. So today, what I wanted to cover is how to follow setting your fashion goals, setting goals to your career progression, and how you can actually do this. Now, this is important because it will give you a chance to actually be ahead of many of your peers. If you have a plan of how you want to get into a specific fashion career and you follow that plan thoroughly, you will have a better chance of getting a job than, you know, the rest of your peers that are studying the same thing, or, you know, the rest of the UK essentially studying the same subject, aiming for the same jobs. And the reason behind it is because you will have a clear vision of what you want to achieve and how you can get there, and it will become a much more easier process for you than to just graduate and start looking for a job, because that can be very daunting, because you will be out of uni, you would need money, you know, you will have to start thinking about building a life, and you will jump on the first opportunity there is. And sometimes that can work, and sometimes it can take a while before you can actually get into the position that you actually wanted to work in. So I'd like to give you four simple tips to planning out your career ahead and following them. And the first one is being very clear on your career objectives and what you want to achieve after university. Perhaps you want to work in PR, and you want to become, you know, a very successful PR for a luxury company, or you want to work, for example, as an independent stylist. You want to do tutorials and work with many brands, but on a freelance basis, that's great. Or you want to work as a personal stylist, or you would want to work in a magazine, you know, being an editor, or you want to work in buying merchandising, obviously, whatever it is, just make sure that you're very clear on it. You can use any tools that you would wish to accomplish that. You can use Google to research different career paths, or you can use actually books. There's many books published by Bloomsbury on fashion careers and, you know, the different skills and the different careers and how you need to get there. Or you can, you know, do a little further deep research yourself. In Fashion Superintendent, the course Model 1, I actually cover how to digest job adverts and actually track the skills that recruiters want you to have for any specific job. So this could be potentially another learning curve, just to see if you're interested in PR, what sort of skills you need to have to be actually successful in PR. So step number one, be very clear about what you want to do after university. And once you established what exact career you want to go for, then you can write down a plan of action. Write down your goals and be very, very confident when you do that. You shouldn't have fear of, oh my God, what if this doesn't happen? This is just a plan that you're writing out. There's nothing in stake here. So just be very clear, be very confident, write down some goals for you. So step number two, how can you write down the goals that you need to do? Again, it all comes down to research. So you would want to have a further research regarding the different industries. For example, if you want to be a freelance fashion editor, or you want to be a freelance blogger or something like that, you have to research what exactly you need to become a freelance blogger. Do you need to set a limited company? Can you be a sole trader? Do you need to have your own website? Can you just do it, you know, by sending blog posts to different magazines? How does that happen? Research the industry that you want to go into. And once you've done that, you can start planning out steps to achieve the career success. So once you've researched the industry that you want to go for, you can start to see what sort of skills you need and what sort of resources you need to get you when you want to go. So for example, do you need to do an internship? Is it something that will be beneficial to you? Or do you need to start working on some solo projects and maybe get down under your belt and get that in your portfolio so you can attract more kind of employers that recruit freelance? Also, at the moment, we do live in a recruiter's world, so there's a lot of recruitment companies that outsource talents for different companies for different job roles. Even if you work freelance, there's a lot of recruitment companies that hire freelance students or hire freelance graduates to accomplish projects for different clients. So once you've kind of, you know, establish what you need to do as a step one, whether that's an internship, whether that's more projects, write down the list of how exactly you are going to accomplish that step. So are you going to apply for a specific internship, for example? Are you going to apply for a peer internship if you want to go for that career path? Or do you want to apply for promotional internship, communications? Maybe you want to do something on you know, any fashion week just to support, or do volunteering work? You have to remember that everything that you do will have to be accountable for the job role that you want to go for after. You can't do anything sporadically. You can't just go for any job because it's easy, because you bring your money. You know, yeah, we need to work to get money, but also in fashion, people make a lot of sacrifices with their personal career, with their personal lifestyle, just to get to what they want to go for. And there's so many students that are not going to compromise on that, and they're going to follow their dream, and they're not going to go off track, that it actually deserves to, you know, be well thought out of what you're actually doing after you graduate, or even during your studies. And this is why it's very important to plan it out ahead of time. Even if you're in the second year and you kind of have a brief idea of what you want to do after graduation, that's even better, because you can start planning it out from early stages, and you can start kind of working towards your goals, and you can do maybe internships while you're in uni, or any projects, because you do have kind of a lot of you know, other students that you can work with, such as you can work with designers, you can work with someone from different departments, such as styling, creative, to do any projects that you can put in your portfolio. And so once you've established what you need to do as first step, then you need to think on, okay, how am I going to get the actual role? I've done internships, I've done many projects, I've got, you know, huge portfolio stuff that I can show to my future employer. So how can I actually reach that job? Well, this is where LinkedIn and networking skills come to play. It's very important that you're out there in fashion. I actually didn't know this, I didn't understand this until I started working as a headhunter. And as a headhunter, you do need quite a large audience of people that are connected to, that can give a referral, so I can, you know, recommend someone else for a specific job that you're looking, you know, to put people forward for. So LinkedIn and networking is very, very important. But don't just rely on, you know, any events that you can build some contacts in. You have to be very specific to what sort of events you're going to, and what sort of professionals you can meet there. Some events cost more than others. Some events are just free. So you have to, you know, kind of do your research on that a little bit more. Now you've got Eventbrite that posts numerous events a month. There's also an app that you can download called Meetup. And search for any London fashion events that are happening. Now, another thing, you know, in the world of fashion industry, everything happens in London, unfortunately. And this is why I started to create some events in Southampton when I'm based, even though the majority of my events and the work that I do are based in London, for the pure reason that there's just a better reach out there. But, you know, there's nothing happening in Southampton, so I just wanted to do something in here that people can actually connect to and, you know, have a bit of reach of the wider fashion industry and not just wherever uni, you know, provides. Because it's very good to see kind of the other side of things and not just from the academic point of view. So once you've kind of established what sort of networking events you want to go for, you have to have a clear vision when you go there. You want to represent yourself. You want to be noticeable and speak to as many people as possible. So if you want to have any business cards on hand or anything that you can kind of show your work or bring a little mini tablet with you and just showcase your work to different people and just say that you're looking for a specific job, that can be very good for your further progression because people will actually remember you and they will call on you whenever they think of someone to do a specific job. This is how the industry actually works. And then another thing that's really important is actually working on your LinkedIn. Alongside the information that you have on LinkedIn, it's really important that you connect to the right people. You can research different companies, you can research the hiring professionals in those companies or the marketing managers or whatever managers they are in the company in a specific region. Because, for example, if you're looking in Kering, there's so many different divisions such as Asia Pacific or Americas. So you don't want to actually get connected to people in Asia Pacific, for example, because they are based in Australia, or they can be based in China, or they can be based in Japan or any other places that are not really relevant to you because you are based in London at the moment. So make sure that you're connecting to the right people. Now, in Fashion Superintendent, the course module 2, I actually teach you how to do that. So how to search for professionals based on location, based on company, how to find anyone that works currently in the fashion industry on LinkedIn and build up a massive network. But also I give you templates to how to email them, how to approach them, you know, how to find any relevant information that you need just to get introduced. And alongside that, you can find their emails as well. And just attack him on the cyberspace and just email, DM with him a lot of emails and just say, hi, I'm looking for jobs. This is me and this is what I can do. But this is really important if you want to make yourself noticeable. Even if people ignore you, you know, they will still get connected to you and you will still see whatever they're posting, even if it's a job. So then you know how to apply or where to go for. It gives you a search tools beyond measure and it gives you knowledge beyond measure as well, because you can actually see what all these professionals are posting on a day-to-day basis. Professionals from the industry use LinkedIn quite a lot, like a social space that they interact with each other. So they will share business news, any company news or anything that's happening within their department. Which is amazing, because if you think about it, you know, you can just get connected to so many people like that and just learn about their day-to-day working routines and what's happening in their company as well. And just build up a further knowledge for yourself. So we've already covered, obviously, step one is establishing what you want to do. Step two, researching the industry and figuring out how to enter it. If it's going to be an internship or some loan projects, doesn't matter, just anything that you think will apply for the industry. And then number three is networking and building a great LinkedIn network for yourself so you can build up more contacts. Now we're down to step four. Step four is actually building your skill set. What I mean by that is, of course, you've been to university, which is amazing. You've built up a set of skills in university because you've actually paid for a degree, you know, to prepare you for the fashion industry, but it will give you that larger skill set. But in university, of course, you study a variety of different subjects and not all of them are applicable for the same position or the same company that you want to go for. So step number four is actually assessing your skill set and seeing what you do have and what are the resources you might need to get that job. And once you've established those skills, you can see if you need to build up something new. For example, if you need any extra skills that you can work on via doing another internship or working on a project just to acquire those skills, or if you already have them but you have to make them very, very vocal on your CV, on your cover letter, just so you can represent yourself in the best light possible. And just by these simple four steps, they will keep you on track and they will not distort your focus once you're applying for a job in the fashion industry. Now, just to paint a picture, once you graduate, everything becomes a very, very confusing. You start looking at different websites, you start looking at different job roles, you think, oh, maybe this would be good and this would be good. But keeping your focus clear is very important because the last thing you want to do is distort your focus and lose, obviously, the attention that you had on the career that you wanted to go for. For example, I always wanted to start my own business, but when I graduated, I went for retail and I worked as a retail manager for a couple of years. And then on, I started working as a fashion headhunter, and now I operate my own business and I do different things. I do headhunting. I work on fashion superintern and building the social platform, and also work, I own the agency De La Mode, which is strategic brand consulting and career coaching as well. So it took me a while to get to building my own business because I had no idea what exactly I wanted to do, you know, by myself, but I just knew I wanted to be my own boss. So it takes a while, but if I had that clear vision from day one, I would have known what I wanted to do. I would have started it, and that waited like 6-7 years around before I actually launched my own business. So this is very important, that you keep your focus and you stay motivated no matter what, because trust me, when you work hard, results will happen. And if you start building up, you know, a huge network of people that know you and know how good as a professional you are, people will come knocking on your door and they will ask you to work for them, especially on LinkedIn. The wider network that you have, the more vocal you are on what you do in terms of your professional work, the more recruiters will see that and they will obviously appreciate that, and they will invite you to work for the company that they're recruiting for. Which is obviously something really amazing because you don't have to really do anything. You just get invited to work at a job, which is great because you're like, yeah, hey, I'm going to do that job. I can do that. That's no problem. And you don't really have to do anything. You don't have to go to application process. You don't have to apply for actual jobs, search for any jobs, etc. So it's really, really, really good that you build that really strong foundation of industry people that you can rely on to then on be, you know, found by recruiters on LinkedIn or found in recruitment websites as well. Which brings me to the end of my podcast. It's been great chatting to you guys about, you know, the four steps that you can do to launch your career in fashion after university. If any of you have any questions for me, I'd be more than happy to answer them. You can find me on the website, theagencydelamode.com. There's a contact me page on there that you can send me all of you requests or questions, or you can text me on Instagram. I'm usually always on my phone, so I can answer straight away, and I'd be happy to help as many of you on your quest to become the next big thing in fashion. But that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed it.